Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
So know my hoki mai to this practice of yoga nidra for this Sagittarius new moon. And this is your little opportunity to settle into your little yoga nidra nest. And anchor in. That often when we're in the sign of Sagittarius, and especially when it's a Sagittarius new moon, we feel lots of bubbling excitement. It's like we get ants in our pants and we're kind of raring to go. So we want to be harnessing that energy, but from a place that's feeling really grounded, really connected. And in a way that we can connect with our true self, which is what Sagittarius is always asking of us. So perhaps not curbing that enthusiasm, but harnessing that enthusiasm and just bringing it into your body and allowing your body now as you settle into your yoga nidra nest to simply feel and welcome all that you're feeling. Enjoying this return here, this close embrace of once again just coming to a place of rest. And perhaps you can just feel what it's like to once again come to a place of rest. The embrace of maybe the pillow beneath your head. The familiarity of maybe the placement of cushions and blankets. And maybe you're like me and you've got your favorite position that you like being in when you practice yoga nidra. Or maybe tonight you're trying something completely different. But feeling whatever you're doing and wherever you're doing it, that sense of welcome of things that are familiar, but perhaps a little bit of courage to try something new. As this is what the Sagittarius new moon is always asking of us. Could we be a little adventurous? Could we go that little bit further? And at the same time, knowing that we're doing that from a place of deep inner knowing. The feeling tonight that you can anchor yourself in the familiar places, the weight of your skull, the weight of your shoulders, the weight of your upper arms and your elbows, and all the way down through your forearms and your wrists and your hands, and wherever your hands might be resting. Whether they are all stretched wide apart on this hot night, or whether they're all curled up, knowing that you can just let your thumbs relax and your first fingers relax, middle fingers, ring fingers, and little fingers all relaxing. Anchoring down into the safety, the security, the familiarity of the earth beneath. And perhaps you can feel that same sense of the familiarity running all the way down the length of your spine. From your upper back, through your middle back, and all the way down through your lower back to the very tip of your tailbone. Buttocks softening and relaxing so that you can let down through the heaviest part of your body, through your hip joints, through your buttocks, getting down through your thighs and your knees, and all the way down through your shins and your calves, your heels and your ankles. Just feeling all your toes gently relaxing. Big toes, second toes, third and fourth, and little toes all relaxing. And just seeing how that feels, just for everything to be at peace, everything to be anchored, and just a sense of trust, or just trusting that we can rest here. Rest here and let ourselves be nurtured. And perhaps as you let your body come into this place of deep rest, you can feel the flow of your breath just moving through your resting body. Soft and effortless breath as you're inhaling, perhaps expanding through your body. And as you exhale, softening down and releasing. Inhaling, gentle expansion. And exhaling, releasing. Just trusting and knowing that the soft and effortless breath will just continue to move at its own sweet pace and rhythm. And there's nothing special that you need to be doing with your breathing. Perhaps you can feel this movement of your breath through your belly or your pelvis. Maybe you can feel it through your ribs. Maybe you can feel it through your chest rising and falling. Perhaps feeling for the place in your body that feels most like your heart space this evening. So this might be behind your sternum, deep in your heart's core. It might be in your belly, deep in your pelvis. It might even be in your gut, the home of your deep set instincts. So wherever it feels like it is calling to you now, just letting your attention go to that place. And simply listening and welcoming all that is arising, all the sensations, all the thoughts, all the feelings. And perhaps in this place, you could feel and see the little seed of your intention here. Feeling, sensing, or seeing the seed, and perhaps the symbol. And feeling that the seed is here, burrowing in deeply, just waiting for the right time. The right time to germinate, right time to grow and expand, the right time to fruit and be harvested. But knowing that for right now, it's just a tiny little seed, the seed of your idea. And wherever this might be in your body, feeling that there is a light glowing within the seed, expanding beyond the seed, expanding through the whole of your torso, expanding expanding through your throat. Expanding through the space between your eyebrows. Expanding even beyond the crown of your head. It feels that there is no barrier, no boundary between this little seed and the place that it's resting and waiting within your body and the world beyond. Perhaps you can see that glow or feel that glow or sense that glow. And knowing that within this little seed, it holds all the potential for your hopes and your dreams. Within this seed, we might have the ability to easily recognize and embrace the opportunities that encourage us to be our best selves, while nurturing all that is creative within us. This tiny little seed may help us to trust in our abilities, to recognize the knowingness of our path. This little seed might be here to show us that things are just and things are at peace. This tiny little seed, trusting and in knowing our personal power and our inner wisdom. This tiny little seed connecting us with our true self. This tiny little seed allowing us to be brave, to try new things, and the courage to go ahead even when it feels a little bit uncomfortable. We do it anyway, and everything is okay in the end. This tiny little seed here to ground and connect us. And this tiny little seed bringing an element of play, of fun and joy in daily life. And so maybe you can feel the potential of this seed with all of these beautiful wishes and dreams and anything else you wish to add. Expanding and radiating from the seed and moving through your body, emanating. And perhaps you want to sow that little seed now. Sow it right throughout your body. So that potential is everywhere and anywhere all at once. So perhaps sowing this little seed of the potential right there at the space between your eyebrows, another one at the base of your throat, and then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right arm, sowing a tiny little seed of potential on your right shoulder and elbow and wrist, and five tiny little seeds for your right thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And just covering and patting all those seeds in gently, your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, and all the way back to the little seed at the base of your throat. And then opening up a furrow on your left arm and sowing seeds here at your left shoulder, your elbow and wrist, and five tiny little seeds at the very tips of your fingers. Left finger, left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Patting the seeds in gently, covering them up, wrist, elbow, and shoulder, and all the way back to the little seed right there at the base of your throat. He was sowing a seed, a larger seed, right there, deep behind your breastbone. Another little seed on the right side of your chest and on the left side of your chest. Coming back to the seed, right deep in your heart's core. Sowing a seed in your belly and one deep in your pelvis. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, your right hip, knee, and ankle. Five tiny little seeds on the tips of your toes. Right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and little toe. Gently patting the seeds in, covering them up. Your ankle, your knee, and your hip. And all the way back to your pubic bones. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left leg and sowing a seed at your hip, your knee, and your ankle. And five tiny little seeds on the tips of your toes, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and little toe. Patting them in, gently covering them up, ankle, knee, and hip. And all the way back to the little seed, now buried at your pubic bones. Patting in the little seed at your belly, at your heart space, the little dip in between your collarbones, and all the way back to the little seed at the space between your eyebrows. Here at Whata Manawa. And here at the seat of your inner vision. Perhaps you can see or sense or feel the little seeds of intention now all throughout your body. Not just in one place, but throughout the whole of your body, all waiting for just the right time. Just the right time to slowly germinate, to grow, to expand. To flower, to fruit, and to be harvested. And what might those dreams be? And what might it feel like? Perhaps here in the space of waiting to see what these seeds might become. You could feel that you're holding that arrow of all your hopes and your dreams, and place it into your bow. And taking aim for whatever your dreams and intentions might be. And to feel that sense of pulling back the bow, feeling the tautness of the string, feeling the direction or the directness of your aim, and aiming true, aiming with trust and knowing, aiming with your inner wisdom. Aiming with courage and bravery. Aiming with your best self. Aiming with the knowingness of where this arrow is going. Aiming with the sense of being grounded and connected. Aiming, knowing with faith that all will be okay in the end. Aiming, knowing that things are just and things are at peace. And taking aim and pulling that string back to the full capacity. And letting it fly and letting it land wherever it needs to land. Whether you see it landing somewhere or whether you've taken complete faith and just let it go completely. Letting your awareness come now to wherever feels that it's your heart space in this moment. Whether that's behind your sternum, whether that's between your eyebrows, whether it's deep in your pelvis or right there in your gut. And just sensing this part of your body. And you feel that the arrow has landed bullseye, right on target. Right on target with your little symbol, right there on your seed. Just letting that image go. Feeling go. Perhaps you can start to welcome all the sounds and the sensations, or wherever you find yourself this evening. Maybe taking a deeper breath in. Maybe you can feel all the blankets. Maybe you can feel cushions moving against parts of your body. Maybe taking a little yawn. And just noticing what sounds you can hear. Maybe you can hear the birds making their evening chorus. Welcome the sweetness of the bird song. And maybe just twitching, twinkling little fingers, little toes. Just noticing how that feels, and the softness of the blankets against your toes. And you might like to move your fingers too. And starting to welcome the sounds of the chimes. The chimes, welcoming back from everything. The practice of yoga is coming to an end. You might just want to move a little bit, like maybe roll over into your side or take your eye pillows off. Maybe start to become a bit more aware of the surrounding in this room. And knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete, and thank you for listening.